True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, yeah, back again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Monday. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Coming off the weekend. Listen, dusted off the old sticks yesterday.
Oh,
I was whacking that thing.
Blue Chew?
Yeah, dusted off the old sticks yesterday. Went out there and shot a reasonable 94.
Oh.
Just telling you. That's what I went out there and shot yesterday. First time out since early November.
People are saying you're back.
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike. Give me a couple weeks and I will be back. Well, maybe a couple months and I'll be back. Jackie Baseball. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the home opener. Home opener to the 2025 Phillies baseball season. I know you're feeling pretty good. Holla at your boy.
It was a great weekend. Great weekend.
Oh, hold on. Spike, we got through the weekend without Fritz letting us know his birthday was Saturday.
All right. Yep, very forgettable.
Happy birthday, Fritz.
Happy birthday, 31. Kid.
Yeah, you're washed, man. You're not a kid anymore. You're 31 years old.
Started in your 30s.
Started here when I was 23. Now 31.
Well, some people would say you're an adult now.
Yeah, well.
Who would do that?
No one would do that. Father of the year, though. Early candidate.
Father of the year. Uncle of the year, right?
Saquon is father. Yeah. Uncle of the year.
Yeah, or is it cousin of the year? What did you do again on paternity
leave? Yeah, he took his nephew to
I wasn't allowed to leave my house on paternity leave. I was basically, you know, under house arrest.
Well, look, that's not what anybody said.
That's what it feels like.
You're out of your mind. All right, big show today, as it always is. Looking forward to with 2 weeks ago, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report today. Looking forward to the top 5 at 5. But, you know, something interesting happened over the weekend in that the ever-cheap Cincinnati Bengals decided to re-sign their two wide receivers and actually make their quarterback happy, giving giant contracts to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And it made me think about the Eagles, because the Eagles have already done that, right? They've already spent money on their two wide receivers. They've spent money on every single offensive lineman, aside from their right guard. They've spent money on their quarterback. And this offseason, they've decided not to, whether it's cap or cash or whatever it is, they've decided not to reinvest financially, at least, into the defense, which would lead us to believe...
Except for Zach Bond, right?
Yeah. And this would lead us to believe that even if the Eagles' defense is good next year, it's probably not going to be the same level they played this year, that they trust the offense is sort of going to make up for that difference. And that maybe they look forward to next year being a little bit more like we thought this year would be, right? Mm-hmm. The offense leading the charge and being the strength of the team. I guess my question is, do you believe that they can build a Super Bowl team centered around the offense next year? Do you believe that the offense can be good enough to make up for what we're going to lose on the defense?
Yeah, simply put, we have no other choice. Yes. Yes, I do believe it. I believe the talent is there. The experience is there. The championship medal is already there. So you know that's in the DNA. That's the one thing I like about being in the situation that we're in, is because they can do this without a ton of pressure, quote unquote, on them. They're going to have the onuses of the team to shoulder the burden of sort of carrying the team for the most part. And the defense will have to sort of figure its way or find its identity as they go through the season. I don't know if it'll be as quick as it was last year. Seemingly they found it in week four, week five. It was after that bye week, and they took off from there. I don't know if we can expect that same sort of production from this defense, considering how many new faces are going to be there, and not just new faces, but the level of talent to replace those guys isn't quite the same as the talent that left. That's fair, and that's understandable. That's why the offense has to do it. That's why you pay A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. That's why you pay those guys. That's why those guys are making the amount of money they're making, and it's well-deserved, and we are to be thankful as a fan base that we aren't going into the offseason having lost the caliber of talent that we've lost while also trying to add talent on the offensive side of the football so you can remain sort of relevant in this upcoming football season. The Eagles have already put themselves in that position. Now it's just about going out and doing it. And when you look at what we have over there, I don't really see a whole lot of reason why I shouldn't or wouldn't believe that if this is the way that we have to go, and I agree with you, this is going to have to be more of an offensive-led team, I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm actually interested in seeing what Jalen's going to look like in this offense this year. It's not since 17 going into the 18 season. Have we had a chance to watch a team come off of winning a championship and see how they react to that? I feel a lot different about this team than the 17 team. The talent is better. It's easier to sustain the success they've had. And I almost feel like there's a certain amount of confidence, bravado that's with these guys now that they realize they're the best team in football. I don't know if the 2017 team truly felt that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we even felt that, yeah, to be honest with you. Like, there were enough questions about that team.
And they wanted lightning in a bottle. We're not giving it back. It was our first one ever. I just believe this team has a different level of confidence to it. Or maybe it's just me that has a different level of confidence after what I witnessed in the Super Bowl. Like, when I think about the run they went on, and I know they could have lost to the Rams. I understand that. That Super Bowl run in 17, the only legitimate quarterback we beat was Tom Brady. And he put up damn near 600 yards on us.
He played pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
We didn't beat a legitimate quarterback in 2022 on the way to losing a shootout to Kansas City. This run, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes. That's a convincing quartet of quarterbacks. Then if those are the teams we beat on the way to the championship, as a player, I'm feeling like, oh, I earned this. We earned this. We didn't duck no smoke. Detroit, it's their fault they weren't there. Not our fault Detroit wasn't there to play us. But we pretty much beat the teams you put in front of us, and they were all good football teams. I feel a level of confidence with this team moving forward that I only hope to have in 2017-18.
So it's not like I think this team with the step back on defense and relying on the offense goes from being a Super Bowl winner to, you know, a wild card hopeful. It's not that I think the drop off is that. But if you're asking me, do I think what my confidence level is on the Eagles being a Super Bowl contender with a team that is led by their offense next year, I'm not super confident. I mean, I think when we look at the offense, first of all, you mentioned all those quarterbacks they beat. Yeah, they beat those quarterbacks because the defense played great. And in the last 2 weeks, yes, they scored a bunch of points, but we get 5 turnovers against the Commanders. I think 4 turnovers against the Kansas City Chiefs. We don't win the Packers game without the defense playing great. We don't win the Rams game without that Jalen Carter, you know, performance at the end of it. Mm-hmm. So when I look at a team that is based on offense next year, I think you have to start with Saquon. And Saquon, I've said a bunch of times, I love Saquon. He had the single best season that I've ever seen a player have. But just the numbers do not support him doing that again next year. I hope he stays healthy. I hope they're committed to not having him do that again. But we can't expect that to happen again, right? We can't give him the ball 25 times a game and expect him to get through the entire season.
Right.
And then it just comes back to the passing game. Can the passing game make up for what we're not going to have in the running game? And I guess I'll believe it when I see it. I guess it wouldn't shock me if they're able to look in next regular season like they did in the championship game and the Super Bowl. But remember, those were two games where we had the threat of the Saquon Barkley that we had this year as well. Mm-hmm. And yes, those two games were great, but it's still two games compared to the other, you know, not counting the final game of the year, the other 17 games that year where it didn't look the way that we wanted it to look, and it wasn't an offense. So I get, for me, next year, if the team is based around the offense, it doesn't seem to me like I would have a ton of confidence that this is a like top of the heap, as good as any team in the NFL type of team. This team was based around the defense. It was based around the running game. The defense isn't going to be as good. The running game isn't going to be as good. So I just can't get there with a team based around the offense or a team as a you know, the best team in football, when the two things that we relied on this year, I don't think are going to be as good next year, you know?
Yeah.
You say it has to be, and that's a good way of putting it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because if it isn't, I don't know where they are if the passing game doesn't get where it needs to be. 215-592-9494. What is your confidence on the Eagles' offense leading this team next year? This year, it was a defense-led team. It was a defense and run the ball. Next year, they're going to have to score more points if they're going to win the Super Bowl. They just are. What is your confidence that the offense can do it? Jack, your confidence on the Eagles' offense?
All I need to do is play one sound clip, and it'll shut you up, Eskin, all right?
All right.
So that's what y'all want to see, huh?
I mean, when you have him under center...
Oh, you're just doing
it's no, but it's more... It's more I got to see it to believe it. And the biggest thing they're going to have to fix next year is there can't be that whole first quarter off thing. I mean, they basically took the first quarter off last season, and they're still the best team that we saw in the history of the city for a lot of people. So, yeah, I definitely need to see it before I believe it, because I do think that the defense has now become underrated from how important they were to this football team. Again, the two games were great. I know. They had 55 against the Commanders and 40 in the Super Bowl. It was phenomenal. But what the defense did, I think, is starting to become a little bit underrated when talking about the entire season. The Eagles' offense was not that the entire season. Two games.
It was good.
And listen, Becton is going to be a part of that. I mean, Becton not being here, is the right guard spot going to be as dominant as it was? That was the best offensive line we'd ever seen here as well. And a big member of that is gone. So I need to see it to believe it.
We do have a next question today, Mr. Ike. Yeah. It is Billy Corgan's 58th birthday. Billy Corgan, lead singer
of the
Smashing Pumpkins. Yes, friend of the show. Spent an hour with us that one day. And he is 58. Billy Corgan, a 90s icon, lead singer of the Smashing Pumpkins. So for next question today, we'll get through your sports point at the end. We will ask, just give us your go-to 90s icon. Jack, I know you're only 31 years old and maybe not a 90s kind of guy.
No, I think mentally I'm a 90s guy.
What is you? Give us your go-to 90s icon.
So, are you going to... You're already qualifying this.
Well, last week
I was on fire last week. I'm going to go with Slammin' Sammy Sosa.
What?
Sammy Sosa? 19... He's not even the right home run hitter from the
90s. Well, I figured those were bigger answers. So I went Sammy Sosa. The iconic swing, all that.
Okay.
And Bonds is a 90s guy, or 2000s guy.
Well, you just...
Dude, he hit 73 in the 2000s.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
Bonds over Sammy Sosa.
Yeah,
but Sosa was 98. Like, that was Sosa.
Well, first of all, his iconic status is voided, because it wouldn't have been an icon without steroids.
Yes, but the home run still happened.
Would you do you void Bonds?
Of course not.
Oh. Well, why do you avoid Sosa and not Bonds?
Because my eyes know Hall of Fame talent when
okay.
I see it.
All right, that's
I hadn't
fine.
Heard of Sammy Sosa before that.
All right, that's fine.
Right?
That's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to give us your go-to 90s icon?
So many.
There's a lot.
To choose from.
Yes, sir.
I know everybody wants me, or they think I'm going to choose Tupac. I'm not going to choose Tupac. I'm not going to choose Tupac this time. Although he was a great 90s icon.
He was.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Mike Tyson in the 90s.
Oh, a great one.
Yeah, I'm
and
go
he
with Mike
is,
Tyson in
the 90s. He's like the length of the 90s,
yeah.
too. Like, he encapsulated the entire 90s, Mike
I had
Tyson.
The ups and the downs, the return, you know, the trials and the tribulations of Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was a – when you there's no way – when you talk about the biggest personalities, the most iconic people during that time, Mike Tyson is right there. There's a couple other obvious ones, but I just chose Mike Tyson.
You know – yeah, Mike Tyson is one of those guys that if you weren't around to see it,
yeah.
it's so hard.
Like Jack doesn't know how big Mike Tyson was.
Mike Tyson was everything.
I wish
everything.
I knew how great he was.
He was, you know what, because you've grown up where boxing isn't even
right.
the thing
Yeah, you
that
don't even realize how big boxing used to be.
Mike Tyson was not only an icon in boxing or in sports, in America,
yeah.
he was one of the two or three biggest things for a period of, what, 7 years,
yeah.
something like that. So
yeah.
mine... is actually not human.
Of course
there it
not.
Is. My 90s icon is Bart Simpson. And very few things say the 90s to me like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
And to me, my favorite Simpson was Bart because I felt like a little kinship with Bart. He's a bit of a screw up as a teenager or yeah. however the hell old he is. Yeah. Always is. So I'm going Bart Simpson.
Well, it's amazing that that's a 30 plus year old show that he's not aged one day.
Not one day.
Like one day.
Yeah. How old do we think Bart is? 14?
I have no idea. Because when I was a teenager, he looked like a kid to me then. So I thought he was like 8 or 9 years old.
See, I always felt like
Lisa was
10 or 11
okay.
and Bart was 13 or 14.
Okay.
That was my gut. Do you have an opinion on how old Bart Simpson is?
I'm not a Simpsons guy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've never
All
found
right.
it funny.
Oh,
right.
oh, dude, the 90s, they
Simpsons
were a thing
were awesome.
In the 90s for
Simpsons
sure.
Simpsons were awesome.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Maggie? Oh, man, we even know the baby's
the
name,
The baby?
Man.
Yeah. No, we know how old the baby is. She's a baby.
And she never got to Lisa's age or Bart's age.
She never even turned two. I'm sure they said.
How many days are in a year in that city?
Right. And live in Springfield. I've lived in two Springfields in my life now. I'm sure Matt Groening said at some point how old Bart was, but I don't think they ever said it during the show. Did he ever celebrate a birthday on the show?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Now I'm really locked in on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles' offense can be good enough to carry the team next year? For next question today, give us a 90s icon. Starting us off, as always, a 90s icon himself, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, this man Ike was giving like five answers.
Yeah.
Five.
Did you hear him cheating?
Two pods. Dang, Ike taking all the answers. Yo, man. Hey, this right here is a great topic. Shout out, you know, to my pale brother. Late birthday. I told him on Saturday, but you know, happy birthday again to my boy. You know,
31. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But look, man, so you know what this Eagles team remind me of? And I know everybody's going to be like, oh, my gosh, why you said this is crazy. So the way Howie built
the 90 Bulls.
Defense, nah, yeah. There you go again. Look, there I go again, another day. I'm going to say the Legion of Boom. So if you sit back and look at that defense of the Legion of Boom, when they hit their peak, a lot of those guys was like only their first and second year in the league. Like, I think – Earl Thomas was drafted, we know, 2011. Richard Sherman was 2012. They yep. won that Super Bowl, and then they had like a 3 or 4 year run where they was dominant. Like, they weren't going out and signing no big-time free agents. Like, that team was all, you know, drafted guys that, you know, that they had built, Pete Carroll, the coach, and all that. Now, my pushback to with Spike is that Spike assumed, like, you assume that the defense and the running game not going to be as good, but then you assume that the offense with the passing game going to stay the same. So, like, why is that? Like, you know, I'm going to flip the switch today. I'm going to conversate back and forth. Why do you feel that the defense and the running game won't be as good, but the passing game won't be the same or won't be better or be the same?
Okay, well, those are two different questions, right? So let's talk about the first one first. Why do I not think the defense and the running game will be as good? Well, the defense lost their best edge, their second best tackle, their number two corner, and N'Kobe Dean's not. We have no idea what's going to happen with N'Kobe Dean, and then they lost one of their two starting safeties, who we all agreed before he was gone that he was an emotional leader on the team. So I don't know how you can lose all of those guys and just assume you will be as good the next year. And then as far as the running game, like there's no way We can say that Saquon's built different from now until whenever. There's no way we can expect him to do next year what he did this year. History doesn't support it as far as him staying healthy and being able to carry the same load. And if we're going to say that that season he had last year was one of one, which I think we all agree. Like, I don't think we can lean on it again. We leaned on the run game in a way that no other team in the NFL leaned on a run game. 60% of their offensive plays. I think number two was like 53% or something like that. Baltimore, Detroit was around there. So I think those are actually fair assumptions. Now, I'm not going to say that the defense will be bad, and I don't think the running game will be bad, but I also don't think we will have the best defense in the league and the best running game in the league.
Right, but my thing is, I feel that our offense overall combined, like, we might not have the same 2008 yards, however much yards he ran for. We might not have that. But even if Saquon rushed for 1,400 yards and the passing game is improved, like Jalen throws for 3,800, you know, 28, 30 touchdowns. Like, I feel like now with the defense.
Hold on. 28, 30.
30 touchdowns is twice as many touchdowns as he threw this year. Like, that's not just a little jump.
Well, I mean, let's be real. He missed three games. So, like, come on, y'all. Y'all always gotta
was he going to throw five touchdowns a game in those three?
No, I mean, you don't know that. Like, we don't know what he would have done. You saw what he was doing in the
By the way, he's missed games has he been injured every year one way or another? He's been injured every year one way or another. So saying that he won't miss games this year is probably not looking at history.
He missed no games in 2023, so don't do that. You know,
well, he had the big knee injury.
I ain't say that. See, don't add words. See, y'all got to stop mixing up callers. I never said that. I never once said that about no knee. So all I'm saying is, listen, Ike was asleep in the 2022 before the season started. We only signed Hassan Reddick, and we was talking the same way. How we got all these draft picks? Listen, how we going to do something? We don't know. Maybe how we got a target in the draft that he gonna trade two first-round picks to move up to get.
Yeah,
you never know. On draft day, you never know. On draft day, there could be an edge rusher. Trey Hendrickson. They said Cincinnati, y'all been cheap for years. Now I say they want to pay everybody. Higgins. They pay Jamar Chase. Now they gonna pay Hendrickson. We gonna see. You never know. Draft day roll around. We got 20 picks. We ain't gonna draft 20 players over the next 2 years, y'all. Come on, y'all. Ain't nobody see that.
All of a sudden, Eagles fans are like process Sixers fans, just walking around talking about all their third round picks.
I've seen my GM pull a lot of rabbits. We've seen this dude. Come on, y'all. We've seen this dude trade Byron Maxwell.
Yeah.
Nico Alonso for the eighth pick in the draft. We've seen this dude trade for AJ Brown. We saw this dude have somehow Jalen Carter. Fell to us. We didn't even have to move up to get him. He fell in our lap. Come on, man. We've seen this dude pull rabbits out of hats. That's all I'm saying. Like, now, has he missed? Of course. You draft Jalen Reagor. You draft Marcus Smith. We see that. All I'm saying is this dude, I'll evaluate us come July. Now, if this roster looked the same, they got me out there rushing the passer. You know, I'm out there. They got me in number 66 or something. Now, we might be worried. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you something, though, Corey? Let's say the defense is the 11th best defense. Like, let's say they do take a step back. And let's say Saquon does take a step back. Okay. Are you confident in the Eagles' offense being good enough to carry the team?
I'm confident because my 90s icon is under quarterback. That's why I'm confident. You know what I'm saying?
He wasn't even born in the 90s.
Right, yeah.
Hey, my 90s icon, y'all know who it is. He under quarterback. Michael Jordan running the
shot. He might have been born. Was he born in 99?
Who, Jalen?
Yeah.
I'm talking about my icon is Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's a good 90s icon.
Come on, y'all.
I didn't know who you were going with.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all know that. But all I'm saying is I feel confident because I feel like Ike said, this team is operating on a high level right now. Like, we going – now, like, if Adoree Jackson is a starting corner, now I'm going to be worried. Now, I just got to see the finished product. And I know we got to make – like, we got to have shows. I'm just saying, like, I'm still – the draft is my final hope. Now, we just rolling out there all rookies. Now, you know, we might be a little bit nervous. But until then, I'm you never know. How we pull rabbits out of hat. And like I said, my 90 icon is Michael Jordan.
That's a good one. That's a great one. All right, Corey.
Well, he is the icon of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to think. Well, I know who Elliot would pick. Would LA just pick the queen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Michael Jordan probably is.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, but if we're talking about entertainment and sports and everything, you think Jordan?
I think so.
All right. I'll have to go. I mean, he's up there.
I think Clinton said he raised the economy by $2 billion in the 90s.
Well, what has LeBron done?
Well.
Oh, please.
No, I'm ripping the economy
of the country.
I know. I'm ripping LeBron.
Oh, you're ripping LeBron. Yeah. Okay, you're ripping LeBron.
We're about to have two straight.
All right. So, coming up next, we are handing out the Eagles Insider of the Year Award officially on Wednesday.
Wednesday is the big day.
So, you know, they can still operate. We don't have a name, and Ava can confirm this. We don't have a name on the award, so we kept it clean in case there's an evolution of who's doing what. But we had a big moment this weekend in the Eagles Insider of the Year race, a huge moment that may have locked the entire thing up. We will find out what that is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all. In really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Happy birthday, Billy Corgan. Subject of next question today, 58 years old. That's Smashing Pumpkins. That's,
I don't know if Ike's in on 2:30 grunge.
Well, listen.
Smashing Pumpkins isn't grunge. Yes.
You are.
It's not.
You are.
They're from Chicago. It's not grunge.
Well, you have to be from Seattle to be grunge?
They're not a grunge band. I don't know what to tell you. They're not a grunge band.
Well, what? All right.
Stone Temple Pilots are not a grunge band. Bush is not a grunge band.
Well, let's not bring Bush into this. But what constitutes grunge versus not grunge?
It's a very small group of official grunge bands.
Is it? Do you have to be born in Seattle?
Well, the band usually emanating from Seattle. I guess Pearl Jam is the sort of it's Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and then some smaller ones in there. But Smashing Pumpkins are not a grunge band.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you. They're not.
That sounds pretty grungy, though.
Put it on the Twitter poll.
It will be the Twitter poll.
It's not a grunge band. It's 90s rock. It's 90s alternative rock, but they're not a grunge band.
That sounds grungy.
They're not a grunge band.
All right.
We had Billy Corgan in here. I wish you could have asked him that question. I'm sure he would have loved it.
He probably would have shot me, honestly. Yeah. He would have been furious.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles can win the Super Bowl next season without a top five defense? Yes or no? What do you think the response is on that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, most of these questions are going to be yes. What do you think the percentage is on that?
Let's go 63% yes.
69%.
69, okay.
Yeah, 31% no.
So here's the thing. This is the way I look at it also. I got to look at the defenses around the league. Now, if you can have a top defense, of course you would prefer to have what the Eagles had last year. But they can't, right? At least not from a personnel standpoint. We'll see what they do with the new personnel that comes in and see just how good they are. They got a tougher schedule coming up. You look at the quarterbacks they got to face next year. Now you're talking about twice against Jaden Daniels, twice against Dak Prescott. You got the whole AFC East. AFC West. We play the Chiefs division.
Yeah, we play the West.
We do this every show and I never remember.
Yeah, we play the West division, but we also play Buffalo because they won their division. We play Detroit because they won their division. And I think we play the NFC West. So we play the Rams and that division. Either way, you got the number one. You got one of the toughest schedules in the league next year.
Yep.
And you're playing some of the top quarterbacks next year. You can't get around that. But I also look at the landscape and I say, if I'm looking at the teams that the Eagles have to get through, how many of those teams have great defenses? Or where would I stack the Eagles' defense up against? Starting the division, would you agree that the Eagles probably still, at least right now, would you give them the benefit of the doubt of having the best defense in the division?
You have to give them the benefit of the doubt in the division. Washington will have a good defense.
And we'll see how good they are.
Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea.
Okay.
I think so.
I think the Rams' defense is solid.
Yep.
I don't think it's special.
No, but it's solid.
Solid defense.
Yep.
Detroit.
Good defense.
Good defense. Now, they had a lot of problems last year. They couldn't stop anybody last year. I know they lost Aiden Hutchinson. They're going to get him back. Good defense. I don't know if I would put it at the Eagles' level of defense we just witnessed.
No, but they had an outrageous offense, right? They scored 33 points a game.
They did. So my only point in saying that is I look at some of these other teams and their defenses aren't that great. And they put such an emphasis on their offense, right? And so that's sort of where we're in that group now. We're in that group. Well, we had the benefit of having the offense and the defense this past year. But now we're sort of in the same pack with a lot of the other teams. And does that mean we're going to have to win some shootouts from time to time? We might.
We're going to have to score more points.
Yeah, we're going to have to win some shootouts from time to time. I guess for me, I look at the Eagles' offense and I say – I don't think it's ever going to be an offense that I'm looking at 300 yards passing every game. But if you're a 250-yard passing offense and you still run the ball effectively, whether you do it by committee, because Jalen is a part of the running game as well.
Sure.
So you do it by committee. That's still a dangerous offense. And you still got arguably the best receiving duo in football, certainly one of the top two or three receiving duos in all of football. So that's what gives me the confidence. And I'm convinced. Enough for the Dallas Goedert shenanigans. I wouldn't trade Dallas Goedert. For what? Well, what am I trading for? Another fifth-round pick? I got 20 of those already. I don't need another fifth-round pick.
You need somebody who's going to play football next
year. Yeah, so I'd rather have Dallas Goedert on the team versus not on the team.
It would be a weird decision if they just trade him for the fifth or sixth-round pick.
I don't see what it does you any good other than does it save you money or something?
There's been enough weird decisions. I'm sure it would save them cash.
Right.
It would save them cash. But when we're talking about the cap is calculated currently with Dallas Goedert on the team.
Right.
Right? So
it is already what it is as far as that goes.
Yeah. I would assume they would maybe extend him if they keep him. That way they lower the cap.
Does he have a high salary this year? I don't know what
it is. $14 million, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a pretty big number.
Yeah. We don't pay anybody here anymore.
Well, $14 million for a tight end is
that's a lot. Right.
But he is key for the tush push.
That's a lot. Well, then extend him then.
Well, your point is, and I don't know.
Standing for 2 years, 3 years, I don't know.
I don't know what the Eagles' passing offense was from the bye on in terms of numbers. But you saying 240, 250, yeah, like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It seems like it's double what we were doing primarily last year.
Yeah, because we were extremely the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like the last times, that aside from those two final games, the last times we've seen them throw a lot, we've also been a very high turnover offense. Last 23 and the first four games of 24. And we know we can't do that, especially if the defense isn't as good too, you know? So he's going to turn the ball over more, but everyone just automatically saying that the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl version that we got of Jalen, that's what we're going to get next year, which is essentially what you're talking about.
Yeah, I believe that's what we will get.
I just I got to see it. I guess
that's what
just,
we got in 2022.
But that was 3 years ago now.
Sure.
Yes. It's possible.
Well, he's not a running back. He didn't get any, he's a quarterback.
I guess my question is then, what was the difference?
What was the issue this past year?
The year before, too.
It's a good question.
Yeah. And
it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question.
All right. 215-592-9494.
What? I still contend in 2023, we kind of exaggerate how bad he was as a passer. I don't think he was as bad. I think this past year had more to do with his ineffectiveness as a passer than in 2023. In 2023, I didn't think the defense was very good. In some of those games, he had to win because that's what they needed him to do.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever going to be that guy. Like, he's never going to be the every game.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
Throw for 340 yards.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Nor do you want to be that team, because that team's probably not going to win the Super Bowl anyway, right? All right, 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles, led by the offense, can be a Super Bowl contender next year if the defense isn't quite as good? And next question today, based on Billy Corgan's birthday, give us your go-to 90s icon. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, listen, Howie is smart, man. You know, he's going to do what he does every year. You know, this team is going to – we're not going to play anybody in the preseason, none of our starters. We're going to use the first four games, probably split them 2-2. We're going to all look at Jalen Hurts. Oh, he's rusty. He's this. They should have played him. Next thing you know, we come out – we start off, like I said, 2-2, 3-1. You know, kind of what Ike was saying, you got to look at this team week by week, you know, as far as who we play and the caliber. I think we're giving too much credit to the opponent. You know, we're overrating the opponents that we're going to play. You know, all we have to do is do what we've been doing, ball control. You got Saquon, you run, you know, you throw when necessary to AJ. I'm sorry, AJ, he'll probably end up crying and whining again after a win. Like he's been,
ooh, boy,
just like he did all last year. Every day, every time after win, we should have passed more. But you just won the game, so we're going to have that again. And next thing you know, we'll be 10-2 going to the last few weeks. And then once we get to the playoffs, that's really when we're going to see the difference in this defense. You know, whether or not it's a good defense or not. You know, we picked up a Dory Jackson. He replaces Slay in the sense that he's a veteran. He's seen it all, done it
he
all.
He stinks. Yeah, he stinks.
He's not good. He's not. Right. He's not that good though. Like, yes, he plays the same position and is older, but he doesn't replace him. And that Slay played great last year. You know,
I love Slay, but how much of a drop off are you going to get with the Dory Jackson and his knowledge of how guys, you know, hit the slant? Okay, guys' tendencies where they sit their foot. You know, he knows things like that, so he's not going to get beat. And plus, the way that Vangio plays defense, we don't play aggressive defense. We still play a style of bend but don't break. So we're not going to get dominated the way, you know, you may think we are. You know, those edge rushers, you know, I said this before, sacks are overrated. You really – to really make a problem for an offense, you got to get pressure on the quarter. Pressure is the name of the game, not sacks. Sacks just makes you go ooh and ah. But pressure is just like we did with Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't so much the sacks, it was the pressure and had him erratic. So
they had what, six sacks in the Super Bowl?
Do that.
Yeah.
Say again?
They had what, six sacks in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, okay. Sacks, like I said, sacks is great. All sacks is the man is on the ground as opposed to you holding them up. You know, sacks is just
it's a big difference.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Psychologically, it might make a defense feel, oh, yeah, we got him down. But pressure is the name of the game when you play defense. That's all. You just got to put – and half the guys that we're going to play, the quarterbacks we're going to play, their offenses are not that great. You know, so what games – when I think about the games that I'm afraid of this year, it's Washington, it's the Rams, and I'm always afraid of Tampa because they always do something to us. Otherwise, you know
– I forgot about Baker. Yeah.
You know, I don't underestimate a guy like Baker – because he has guys like Godwin and Mike Evans, you know, up, you know, down the road you got Terry, and now you got Debo. Debo always scares me, but he's not in sync yet with that quarterback. So I think we got to pump the brakes a little bit on worrying about this team. You know, I think we'll be fine.
All right, Jay, why don't you give us your '90s icon?
I was going between
just pick one.
Pam Anderson and Al Bundy. I'm going to go Al Bundy.
Okay, Al Bundy. Awesome. There you go. Al Bundy's a good one.
Pick them between two and then say both of them.
Yeah. Now, we may need a little help with the offense this year.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you want some help with your offense,
there you go. Be on the offense.
In the bedroom.
Be on the offense.
Oh, wow. Blue Chew, baby. There you go. Blue Chew. First of all, you've heard us talk about Blue Chew, and I just want to say this from the top. Mm-hmm. Even you can try the first month for free and just see if what we're talking about is correct. So if you just go to BlueChew.com, it'll take you 5 minutes. You get the first month for free. Use code 94. All you do is pay for the shipping. I think it's $4 or $5. Yeah. But Blue Chew is a superior product. We are all Blue Chewsmen here, the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep.
Blue Chew, USA product, right? And we're all USA'smen here. It is made, shipped right here in the USA. So it comes quicker to you. It's cheaper. By the way, nothing's cheaper than free. Cheaper than a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. But it's all online, man. So when you want to perform in the bedroom to your top capability, you don't have to do the doctor's appointment. Uh-uh. You don't have to wait in line at a pharmacy.
That's the worst.
You don't even need a glass of water to drink it down because it's chewable, not a pill.
Yeah. It's getting better and better.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what else? I'll tell you, it is the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin and all that.
Mm.
And most importantly, she's going to love you for it.
Man.
And Mother's Day's around the corner?
Yep.
Man, that look she's going to give you.
Yes. What is that look? Give it to me.
Oh, God, no. That made me uncomfortable.
Look, man. Everybody needs a little extra confidence when it's time to perform. Blue Chew gives it to you. Like I said, the first month for free, it will come right into your mailbox in Jack A.
Hard package.
Discreet as well. Nobody's going to know what's in that package but you and your wife or girlfriend or whatever. Whatever you're doing.
Then the other package.
And yes, both packages fully operational.
Yep.
Go to bluechew.com, use code 94. You get your first month for free just using code 94. You only got to pay for the shipping, and then you'll be ready to
chew it and do it.
Chew it. Do it. Chew it.
So, Ike, we're here talking about the offense, and it happened over the weekend that the Eagles let Mekhi Becton go. Mm-hmm. 2 years, $20 million to the Chargers. But first, I think, and most importantly, it was big in Eagles Insider of the Year race because the person that broke the news was Tim McManus.
What?
And McManus has been in pole position for several weeks now. And, like, look, I'm not saying this is over for the other challengers. I'm saying you're going to need something legitimate before Wednesday to win this award, right? I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, the
last piece of big news came out before we give the award out.
Well, there is still Nick Sirianni extension.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a Dallas Goedert trade.
Now, it has to happen before Wednesday.
Before Wednesday,
yes. It can't happen afterwards.
No, but we'll keep the nameplate clean.
Right.
We'll do the nameplate after we give out the award. But I'm just saying, if you're, say, Elliot Shore Parks, and you want to win the award, you're going to need, now, Aziz Ojulari signing, does that get him there?
Well,
it's done before Wednesday.
Now,
yes.
Here's the distinction. Now, does he have to break it, or if they get Aziz Ojulari, do we give him credit for it? Because McManus had Becton to the Chargers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Elliott did have Ojulari to keep an eye on before anybody else.
Yeah, keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
To me, he had it. Now, it's not Elliott's fault that they aren't giving it to him initially.
That's what an insider does.
Well, one guy, a national guy, easily could have broke the Becton story. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but he is a national guy.
Not really.
Not really.
McManus?
He's not Schefter or something. He's here.
Yeah.
He only covers the Eagles. He's not Glazer or Schefter or anybody.
Or Rap Sheet. Crap Sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a local guy. Well, it's a big scoop.
Here's the other thing that's out there. Is if somebody breaks the Brandon Graham news, and it is for sure, Brandon Graham will announce da-da-da-da-da.
Not what Jason Dumas is doing.
Well, but what if Brandon comes and says that Dumas was
right,
then Dumas could sneak back in there, steal award.
Now, Dumas has 2 days.
He does.
He has 2 days to find out the BG thing.
Right.
I think if we get, what's his name, Ojulari?
Aziz Ojulari, yeah.
Yeah, we get him, that should go to Elliott.
We'll see.
He was on it first.
He was on it first. Now, what do you think about... the Becton signing alone...
Let me get to this Becton deal.
I'll just say, the Eagles offseason, I don't care what anybody says, is friggin' weird. That's all I want to say. It's weird. It's weird that the Becton deal was 2 years, $20 million. He's not on the Eagles.
$10 million? What'd they guarantee him?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I just saw 2 years, 20
million. I didn't see it either, yeah. But it has to be a money thing, right?
That's not that much.
No, I agree, but it has. That's the only thing I can think of.
The whole thing, I don't care. The Milton Williams, not weird. Josh Sweat, not weird.
Well, the Becton and then trading CJ GJ.
Those were the weird ones.
Yeah.
Super weird. And all together makes everything even the fact that they're looking to trade Goddard.
Goddard, right.
For what? Okay, how many fifth round picks do you need?
You got 20 picks over the next 2 years.
You only have so many spots on the roster.
You're not even going to keep all the picks.
Yeah, is it possible they like that kid from Michigan they drafted last year?
Was Trevor Keegan?
Yeah, Trevor Keegan. He was on the roster last year.
He's a lineman, right?
He's a guard, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant a tight end.
No. I'm just saying a guard. I'm just saying the Becton thing. It's all weird.
I'm going to tell you what I think here with the guard thing. Listen, we fixed Becton. We're going to the well one more time with this kid from Houston. Former first-round pick.
Yes.
That they like. He's a reclamation project that they believe Coach Stoutland can get the most out of him. I think they know what Tyler Steen is.
Good enough.
Yeah.
To fill in.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's the guy who plays both positions, guard and tackle, so maybe he can do that. The kid from Michigan last year. I don't know if he's anything more than what Tyler Steen is, which is a capable backup, a guy that can go in there and fill in for a couple games if you need him to, but you can always upgrade that position when you get the opportunity to. I say all this to say they obviously feel that they'll be fine without Mekhi Becton. They must feel that as good as Mekhi played last year under this coaching – and with these guys, he still was a part of the group, right? Like, he didn't stand out alone from the group as a dominant player. And that goes to show you, because the league also said, we're not sure whether the guys you play with or whether you. We'll give you a short-term deal with some reasonable money, but the other kid, the other guard, got 20-something million a year.
Yeah.
And Mekhi Becton is still young, so it's not like he's some old guy. They didn't want to pay. The league told you they don't know if he's been completely, I was getting ready to say rehabilitated, but that's not the word I want to use.
Well, it's sort of what you mean. If he is what he was going to be
coming out, yes.
Right.
Or did he just play with a great offensive line? He had Lane Johnson next to him, and he had Cam Jurgens next to him. And the Chargers gave him a 2-year deal for $20 million at $10 million a year.
Yeah.
That's...
But I think that's what's surprising is how low the number is. Like, had he gotten big money?
So you're saying the number is low, so why wouldn't the Eagles be able to keep him?
Yes. They're not spending money elsewhere. I mean, I know you are, but like, that's a pretty cheap deal to keep the best offensive line in the league together.
And I know we're all talking about the future and talking about, you know, well, we're going to have to pay Nolan Smith and blah, 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 and Jalen Carter and whatever. That's also next year.
Right. You're not paying them this year.
I just wonder if the Eagles.
Maybe they are cash strapped.
That's what I keep thinking.
Yeah, maybe they are.
Right? You can say, well, the team is worth this and this guy's worth this, but it's still like an operating, budget you need to have. Mm-hmm. And if you keep telling me, if we had, Jake Rosenberg saying, they can make room, and Elliott saying, they can make room, and then we just see guy after guy after guy after guy, and they want it out there, by the way. I don't believe the CJGJ thing was a money thing, but when every beat reporter says it's a money thing, they're clearly trying to tell you it's a money thing, whether it is or not.
Right.
It's like weird. I don't know. The whole offseason
might not have been solely a money thing.
Right.
Or maybe a part of it was.
Yeah.
With CJGJ.
It's just like weird.
Both of them, it's funny because both of them are about $10 million a year, right? Yep. CJ was $10
million. Nine. Right around there. Yeah. It's weird.
Mm.
Whole thing's weird.
Or could it be there's a deal coming?
A big deal.
Yeah.
So is there anybody left?
I mean, Henderson? Only extensions. Like, yeah. These are extensions I'm thinking of.
Oh, Juergens.
Yeah, that's
Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, Ojulari wouldn't be cheap. He wouldn't be nothing.
Right?
He's
young.
Well, here's the other thing with him. He's still out there.
Right.
So he's not getting the offers he thought he was going to get. Maybe they get him on a one-year deal?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
See if you can compete with Uche.
Yeah.
And Bryce Huff in that rotation.
Who?
Bryce Huff.
Oh.
Ever heard of him? That's a Super Bowl champ to you.
Everybody's talking about how young all the guys they signed were. It's like, well, some of them. But also, none of them were... How about good?
Let's start with that first.
All of them have been consistently worse throughout their career.
You can't be young and bad.
There's plenty. I was young and bad,
Dory Jackson stinks. I mean,
he's not young.
He's not
even
young.
I know, but he knows the game. He started 5 games for the Giants last year.
He reminds me of, he's like defensive back Paris Campbell. And it's like, he's a guy that existed.
Yeah, that's
he's
the one sign that I was like,
We're monitoring the beer can to the head situation with Howie.
Howie, yeah. Is it money or is it the beer can?
Yeah, is it one of those movies that we talked about on Friday that changes you as you get hit in the head?
Yeah. Is it like Freaky Friday? Is this somebody else in Howie's brain and Howie's somebody else now? All right. Coming up next, we will check in on Clearwater as the midday show is down there today. But the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Also, you. Are you confident in the Eagles being a Super Bowl contender if it's on the offense to do it? 215-592-9494. And next question today, based on Billy Corgan's birthday, give us a 90s icon. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.